Introduction. Your success and happiness in life, to a great extent, depends on how you get along with other people. Are you able to influence and persuade them? Although success can mean something entirely different for each person, there is one common denominator: other people. Les Giblin mentions in his book, The Art of Dealing with People, that various scientific studies have proven that if you learn to deal with other people, you will have gone 85% of the way down the road to success in any business, occupation, or profession, and about 99% of the way to happiness. I completely agree. Although I teach that everyone is 100% responsible for their own happiness, people are a huge factor and can influence your happiness or unhappiness enormously. I have good news for you. Good guys do not finish last anymore. If you get along well with people, doors will open where there were none before. We have to learn to get along with people so that we can be happy and at the same time leave our counterpart's ego intact. The most successful people are usually the ones who best get along with people. Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule. Science tells us that the number one predictor of success and lasting happiness is our social relationships. People with a strong social network even live longer. The most successful people, quite often, aren't the ones with superior intelligence or the best skills. And the happiest people, most times, aren't smarter than we are. Yet they are the ones who have the greatest people skills. You cannot force people to like you. And this book is not about people-pleasing. But if you work on your people skills, you will see that people, in some magical way, cooperate more willingly with you, appreciate you more, and finally, give you the approval and acceptance you've always craved for. And the best is that it will all happen naturally. Remember, what goes around comes around. If you now think, I will work on my people skills when people start accepting me more, that's like being thirsty and saying, I will drink when I'm not thirsty anymore. Don't wait. Start practicing your people skills now. In this book, you will learn specific principles that you can start practicing right away. Most of them are common sense, but it's always good to have a reminder. Because as they say, common sense is the least common of all senses. The times are over when you could force people to act as you want, or force them to give you what you want. The best strategy, as of today, is to learn the skills of dealing with people. Let's get to work. Part 1. First things first. 1. Understanding human nature. If you want to develop people skills, the first thing you have to do is obvious. You have to understand people. You have to know why we do the things we do, and how we react in certain circumstances. Understanding people means recognizing them for what they are, not for what you want them to be, nor for what you think they are, but for what they really are. So what are they? Let's get the elephant out of the room right in the beginning. People are, above all, interested in themselves. Yep, sorry. No matter who you are, people will always be 1,000 times more interested in themselves than in you. No judgment here. I bet that you are also 1,000 times more interested in yourself than in other people, right? No worries. That's okay. It's human nature. Really, no judgment here. Just accept this uncomfortable truth. You can be 1,000 times more interested in yourself than in other people and still do good things for them. But we'll get to that later. People's actions are governed by self-interest. Period. As I said before, that in itself is not a bad thing. You don't have to become all apologetic or embarrassed. It's human nature. It has always been this way, and it probably always will be. It's something we all have in common. In every human relationship, your counterpart will always think or ask themselves, "What's in it for me?" Remember this question. What's in it for me? By the way, you're asking this question in all your interactions too, consciously or subconsciously. Does this all